Know your church fathers. Gregory of Nazianzus was the bishop of Constantinople in the 4th century. He wrote important works on the Trinity and the person of Christ. Gregory described the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and taught that Jesus is fully God and fully man. His arguments are still in use today. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Affirmations and denials. Presbyterian style, this is Wretched Radio. Presbyterian Church America, they just concluded their Louisville General Assembly Convention. A lot of good votes. The role of women as elders and deacons, that was codified, clarified, and constitutionalized. I don't know if that's a word or not, but it is now. Furthermore, they approved the Danvers Statement on Sexuality and Gender. Excellent. And they issued a lengthy pre-report. Can't wait for the big report, because they said this is just a whittled down pre-report because they need another year to study Christian nationalism. They had affirmations and denials. I believe this will help us all sharpen our understanding of the issue. This is where the Presbyterians are at. And everything that I've read, okay, there's a couple of things in the report where I was like, nah, I think that could be a little bit stronger. I wouldn't cede ground there. But overall, I affirm their conclusions thus far. Let's go through some of their affirmations and denials, see what we can glean. We affirm the civil authority is ordained by God, Romans 13. The civil government has a legitimate role in preserving justice, restraining evil, promoting the conditions necessary for human flourishing. It's a part of God's providential care for human societies. I think it's one of his jurisdictions. Family is another. Church is a third. Nevertheless, said the PCA, we deny that civil government can accomplish the redemptive work that belongs to Christ alone. The church, not the nation, is the primary community through which Christ manifests his reign in the present age. Civil government remains provisional, penultimate, and subject to divine judgment. In other words, they're defining spheres. They're drawing the lines of the jurisdictional authority that God has given to the church and state. We affirm the right of the institutional church to address civil government on all matters which the Holy Scriptures speak. I think that is exactly what our role, we do speak to them prophetically. We yell over the wall, hey, you're sinning, hey, that's not biblical. You will give an account for that. That is our voice to the government, and we should be issuing that voice. And I wish we were doing it more thunderously with biblical authority and less politically with more issue authority. This is from the document. We affirm this it may do by way of humble petition in cases extraordinary, or by the way of advice for satisfaction of conscience when asked by the magistrate to do so. The church is duty-bound as part of its public witness to speak on matters of biblical morality and Christian obedience, even when doing so touches upon current debates in the political landscape. Amen to that. If they ask for our opinion, we'll give it. Nevertheless, they don't have to invite us for our opinion if they are sinning and wayward, just like we would proclaim to anybody. Danger, you're sinning. This is what God says. That is our voice to the government. Nevertheless, we deny that it is the responsibility of the institutional church to intermeddle in civil or political affairs. I'd love to know what they mean by intermeddle, because that's kind of important. We affirm that the historic reform tradition, that's what Presbyterians are, encompass a spectrum of permissible positions with respect to the relationship between church and state. I agree, this is a big deal. It's a hot issue. But at the moment, I don't see anything that is heretical inside of any of the Christian nationalist movements. Now, I think some would argue kinism is a heretical doctrine. In fact, we'll take a look at what monergism says about kinism. If you're not familiar with the term, it's very much about ethnic tribes that God, according to the kinists, the people who hold to this position, they would say that if you are in this nation, those are your peeps. basically same skin color, same language, cultural things. But it's the skin color issue, of course, that's a big deal. And they would say that you are actually biblically bound to marry those of your own kind. And people are saying that's heretical. We'll get into that in a bit. Let's just stick with our affirmations and denials. Nevertheless, writes the PCA, and this is a biggie, we deny that the Westminster Standards allow for the establishment of the church by the state. We further deny that the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church America allows the civil magistrate to favor in law any denominations of Christians above the rest. That they have the right to call synods, thumbs down, ensure orthodoxy in the church, not their place, or to order worship. Well done, Presbyterian Church America. We deny the right of the Christian magistrate to engage in persecution, suppression, or the disenfranchisement of citizens on the basis of religion. And you maybe think, really, would that happen? Well, it's interesting, first of all, that the White House just came out with a report saying there's a whole lot of religious discrimination going on these days. It's growing. It's increasing. The threat against what they call religion, all of them, is increasing. And that has been historically the trend. That is always the case. And if the government is going to be mingling with the church, the question, of course, is what church are we talking about? And it is almost inevitable it will be one church at the expense of other denominations. Furthermore, if the state is endorsing and enforcing the theology of a, let's just say that the state picked Presbyterians. Okay. So they could mandate that churches, for the sake of purity of the Christian faith, that you have to sprinkle your baby. And if you believe in believer's baptism, how does that play out? And we've seen this historically. It doesn't play out well. There will inevitably be forced conversion or persecution. So they had to include the statement that says, we're not about that. Furthermore, said the Presbyterians, we deny that race, ethnicity, or biological descent establish intrinsic moral hierarchies. Now, there's a reason they had to include that. It is because there are people who are saying that there are those inside of some Christian nationalist circles that are being downright racist. And they address this rather thoroughly here. We deny that race, ethnicity, or biological descent establish intrinsic moral hierarchies, confer superior spiritual worth, political legitimacy, or ecclesiastical authority. We reject kinism and all theological and political systems that treat racial hierarchy or separation as in any way permissible. Well done, Presbyterian Church. We deny that love for one's own people or heritage justifies contempt for, exclusion of, or injustice toward others. And they had to include that because kinism absolutely is a thing. Here's the definition of it from Monergism. They call it a heresy, actually. I think that's debatable, but Monergism is saying it's a heresy. Bad, but I'm not sure it's a heresy. It's real bad, but that doesn't necessarily make it something that excludes somebody from the kingdom. It teaches that racial segregation and ethnic homogeneity are biblically ordained and should be practiced within Christian communities. It promotes the belief that people should live, marry, and worship within their own racial or ethnic group, and that mixing races or ethnicities is against God's design. It draws heavily on racial superiority, and though it claims to be based on biblical teaching, it distorts scripture to justify racial segregation and exclusion. And so the Presbyterian Church rightly said, we're not about that. And that actually is how they said it. Even the Presbyterians said, we're not about that. They did it in suits and ties, but they said it. We're not about that. We affirm God created human beings as embodied, sexually differentiated creatures, male and female, and established ordered relationships in family, church, and society. Scripture teaches distinct but complementary roles for men and women. Where are we going here? Here's their denial. We deny that cultural anxieties or social change justify profane speech or contempt for women. They had to put that in there because it's an issue. affirming complementarity does not preclude women's participation in education, civil life, or public service. The need was there, or they wouldn't have included that. We deny rejecting the label Christian nationalism means one is in favor of a hostile, secularist, anti-Christian nationalism. There are other ways to affirm the influence of Christian ideas and Christian individuals of our civic life. That's a wonderful, that's, wow. Because there are people saying right now that if you don't affirm their version of Christian nationalism, you're against God. You just want a secular state and you're weak and wimpy. And the PCA is saying, we don't need to talk like that. In fact, they went a long way in making it clear the language that is being used all too often in Christian nationalism discussions is vulgar, it's crass, it's, I'll say, murderous. Because when it's nasty, that's murder of the heart. And the Presbyterian Church said, we're not going to talk like that. There will be a final report in a year. But if this is any indication of the direction in which the PCA is heading, I think that we should take a moment and just go, there's some good news for a change. A denomination that does not appear to be drifting leftward. Well done, PCA. This is Wretched Radio.
You know the cycle. You're not alone. Temptation hits. You tell yourself, not this time, and then you do it anyway. You feel disgusting afterwards. You say you're sorry. You swear it'll never happen again, and then you're alone, and it does. Slaying the dragon, this is not another strategy. This is not a band-aid. It's not five tips to better accountability. This is an audio resource, and it's designed to give you what you need to never fall into this temptation again. Not manage it, but actually kill it. Because let's be honest about what's on the line here. Your job, your marriage, your kids, your soul. This is not a small thing you're playing with, and deep down you know it. Every man needs to hear what's in this resource, every single one, whether you're in the thick of it or you think you've got it under control. The dragon is real and it needs to be slain. Slaying the Dragon, it's streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Just download it on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply go to fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, there's no shortage of voices telling women how to handle anxiety, how to navigate relationships, how to find their identity. Honestly, most of it sounds pretty good until you realize it's just self-help slapped with Bible verses. That's not the same thing as biblical wisdom. And that's why we at Fortis Institute present to you The Better Way with Libby Glosson. Libby is an ACBC certified biblical counselor, and she's not just interested in giving you coping strategies. No, Libby's desire is to take you to scripture and show you what God actually says about the things that you're actually walking through. And this is the kind of content our gospel partners are making possible. If the content we're producing at Fortis Institute has been meaningful to you, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Just go to fortisinstitute.org right now and find out what it would look like for you to be a part of getting content like The Better Way into the hands of women who need it. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Trust the science. You've heard it a million times, usually right before someone uses it to shut a conversation down instead of open one up. But science is a tool, it's not a judge. And like any tool, it depends on who's holding it and what they already believe. Think about it. Two scientists can look at the exact same data and walk away with opposite conclusions because each one brought a different worldview to the table. Science also leans on a few things it can't prove, that the universe stays orderly, and that our minds can actually grasp truth. Both make the most sense if a rational God made it all. You take him out of the picture and you're left trusting that chaos somehow adds up. That's where In the Beginning with Dr. Jason Lyle comes in. He's a PhD astrophysicist. He'll teach you to read the science headlines without getting played. New episodes of In the Beginning are dropped every single Wednesday on every single podcast platform in existence or at fortisplus.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called our sanctuary. Through Christ, we find refuge from God's justice and find a safe haven where we can enter into the presence of the Holy God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it? It's a Presbyterian alarm. This is Wretched Radio, the Presbyterian Church America. They just concluded their convention, and they wrote a thoughtful statement. It's a pre-statement on Christian nationalism, and they are sounding an alarm. This is what it sounds like from their document. Although the renewed interest in political theology is commendable, we cannot help but be alarmed by the intemperate and unclean speech adopted by some of those who call themselves Christian nationalists. This ought not to be the case. We wish to remind the officers and members of the Presbyterian Church in America that whatever form our political theology may take, and however urgent the perceived problems may be, nothing can justify ungodliness in speech or in conduct. It is sometimes suggested there is a crisis of masculinity in contemporary America, and that much that ails our society in both church and widespread confusion, in many cases, is because there's been confusion about masculinity. And that is a good observation, because I hear that coming from some Christian nationalist camps, that people who don't hold to their political view of church and state are wimpy, sissified, girly-like losers. And the PCA is saying, no, that's just not the way we talk. They wrote, whatever solutions Christians may offer to these challenges, whether real or perceived, crass language, unclean speech, and disdain for the good name of our neighbors must not be excused. The Bible tells us to avoid irreverent babble, foolish and ignorant controversies. The Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone. And when correction is necessary, it should be carried out with gentleness. And by the way, they actually said that in their report, that if somebody in a PCA church does not adhere to the 1788 confession and they adhere to 1646, that they should not be, unless there's other things involved, love them, be gentle with them, shepherd them, be kind to them. So they're practicing what they're preaching in this statement toward those who are not playing so nice in the Presbyterian sandbox. They wrote, it is true that our Savior was never a weakling or a coward. That's what I hear from some Christian nationalists. Look at Jesus tip over tables. He was strong. He was a masculine man. And if you don't agree with us, you're not being like Jesus, because he was strong and he was tough. PCA is addressing that. It is also true that from the heart of the sinless Savior, there arose at times a just and holy anger. Yep. But we dare not imply that such observations about our Lord Jesus Christ can validate in us cruelty, belittling, and disrespectful speech or contempt for those with whom we may differ, however profound that difference may be. That is a number of warnings. The alarm bells have gone off in the PCA, and they are needed, and I hope that they are heard loudly and clearly. Now, let's tackle the issue of kinism, because this is also in some Christian nationalist camps. If you recall the definition of kinism as provided by monergism, they call it a heresy. You can be the judge of that. It teaches racial segregation and ethnic homogeneity are biblically ordained and should be practiced by Christians. It promotes the belief that people should live, marry, and worship within their own racial or ethnic group, not can, should, and that mixing races or ethnicities is against God's design. It draws heavily on racial superiority, and though it claims to be based on biblical teachings, it distorts scripture to justify racial segregation and exclusion. Now, this is why they claim it's a heresy. It denies the unity of humanity. Now, my definition of heresy is it compromises a cardinal doctrine. In other words, if you're off on this one, you will be damned. It's an essential doctrine. You be the judge if you think that this rises to that level. Denial of the unity of humanity, because we're all made in the image of God, we shouldn't be looking at skin color. Two, it's a rejection of the gospel's universality. I'm not trying to defend kinism people. But I wonder if they would say, no, we're not denying that black people and yellow people can get saved. We just think that there should be borders and likes and they should be marrying one another. Now, I totally disagree with that. But I don't know that they would say that we're denying the gospel in that. Just to be fair, the New Testament's vision is of a multi-ethnic church united in Christ. Amen. It is. I think the Kinemanimist people would say that we're talking though about nations and borders. They use Acts 17 for that. They also believe it's heresy because, as they put it, a twisting of scripture. And it's a distortion of marriage and family because it's a prohibition of against interracial marriage. That is what the kinism position is. I reject it thoroughly. Is it heresy? You be the judge of that. From the PCA document that they just released, we wish to warn the members and officers of the PCA of some expressions of what is called Christian nationalism that embrace forms of anti-Semitism, race realism, and kinism. Under the guise of conservative Christian political discourse, some advocate for the segregation of different ethnicities and cultures and believe that the Bible teaches a view of nations that treats culture and ethnic pluralism as contrary to biblical teaching. And so what they mean by that, by cultural and ethnic pluralism, we mean to affirm nations may legitimately embrace a wide variety of peoples, languages, cultures, and ethnicities. We do not, however, affirm philosophical pluralism, which requires the affirmation of all, even opposing ideological points of view. That was a lot. And I disagree with one of their words that they chose in this, because I don't think you can have multiple cultures inside of a culture. I think you should also have one language inside of a culture. It looks like the PCA is defining that they think that is something that is acceptable inside of a nation, that there can be different languages and different cultures. I agree. Different ethnicities, for sure. Different peoples, for sure. I just happen to think that we need a common language. I think that we need a common culture. Otherwise, you've got warring factions. And history has borne that out plenty of times, but that is a million miles away from kinism, which states, no, you've got to be with your people. Your church, if you're white, it is a white church. If you're black, you only marry black people, and you have black family, and you hang out with black people. That's kinism. I reject that totally. And the PCA is doing likewise. They're saying that is just not something that is anything that they're going to be embracing anytime soon. And you say, is that really an issue? And the answer is yes. Did they need to have a statement in there about racism? The answer is yes, because it's an increasingly attractive position to people. And we're seeing it, and this is so messy, and we're in a season currently in our nation where there are so many different manifestations of grievances that are coming out. We're seeing the anti-Semitism movement that is growing. So we need to be aware that these are conversations that are going on inside of our churches. And Pastor, I don't think that you need to be up to speed on every single cultural thing that's happening out there or every single bad Christian book that's being published. But I do think this is one of them where you would do well to be up to speed on it, because you probably have people in your church who are sniffing. They're interested in this. This kind of scratching an itch that I've got. And you should know how to respond to it. That document might help you, courtesy of the Presbyterian Church of America. Well done. Promise that we would talk about not just the good, but the bad and the ugly conventions. Here's the bad. PCUSA. They voted that clergy monogamy, we're not going to pass that. They said it was a technical difficulty. It was called the requiring ministers of word and sacrament to be monogamous. And they decided they couldn't vote on it because, well, there's some technical difficulties in the language of the proposal. Those objections came from, you guessed it, rainbow people inside of the PCUSA. So they have not been able to conclude that clergy should be monogamous in the PCUSA. Hold on, let me take you to another Presbyterian convention. It's actually the Texas Democratic State Convention that just concluded in Corpus Christi. And you say, what does that have to do with being Presbyterian? It's because that's James Tallarico's denomination.
You already understand.
This is the speaker.
They love
there.
To come after one of us, singling us out. So hear me out. Next time they say that James is trans, we're all trans.
Did you catch that? When they say James is trans, we're all trans. And they're applauding at the Democratic Presbyterian Convention. Horrible line, by the way.
When they say James is a gay tofu-eating vegan, we're all gay tofu-eating vegans.
Solidarity for James Tallarico. Hold on. Here's the best part.
And when they say James is going to hell, we'll say we're all going to hell.
That is ugly. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.